Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Three years ago, a proposal was made to let Amish build a bridge over the Cass River to reduce the amount of time they have to spend traveling on M53 is showing some progress. Commissioners in Huron-Sanilac and Tuscola counties have each previously approved letters of support to let the Amish build their own bridge over the river at their own expense. Several Amish communities live in Tuscola or Sanilac counties. As part of their beliefs, they travel by horse and buggy. They have to use M53 to access goods or services they need. Because the Cass River is involved and the location is state land, the Department of Natural Resources is involved. After months of being stonewalled by the DNR, there finally seems to be some willingness for the state to allow the project, said Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell, who has been on board since the beginning. It was explained to the DNR that a 20-foot bridge, a 20-foot wide bridge, would be built, paid for, and maintained by the Amish. And dear 4-H families, the November 2025 edition of the 4-H Family News is now available. Printed copies can be picked up at the MSU Extension Office, 690 North Port Crescent Street, across from the Peppermill Restaurant in Bad Axe, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including the noon hour. Please note, all 4-H youth members and adult volunteers must be currently enrolled and active in 4-H online to participate in any 4-H club meetings. Events or activities, no exemptions, can be made due to liability requirements. As of October 30th, Huron County has 518 enrolled youth and adult volunteers for the 2025-26 program year, with 14 additional enrollments listed as incomplete. If your enrollment is pending, please log in to 4-H Online to finish and submit for approval. And Michigan State Troopers Carol Post will be collecting new and gently used coats, hats, mittens, and gloves. The sizes that are needed range from small children to adults. All donations will go to area residents who need some help keeping warm this winter. This is the fifth year troopers at the Carroll Post have hosted a winter warmth collection program. Donations will be accepted at the Carroll Post at 1485 Cleaver Street until November 27th. After that, the items collected will be distributed. For more information, you can call the Carroll Post by dialing 989-673-2156. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports and public service announcement, we'll get to our national and international news.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4-Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
And we're back into Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, U.S. military forces have targeted drug smugglers in a recent operation off the Pacific Coast. Defense officials say four suspects were killed during a strike. The mission is part of a larger crackdown on trafficking in Latin America. Critics demand more accountability for civilian casualties. This follows the deadliest week of operations in the region. Pentagon officials say action will continue. And a North Dakota judge has slashed damages awarded to a pipeline company to $345 million after pipeline protests. The verdict reduced the previous order by nearly half. Environmental activists celebrated, calling the decision a win for free expression. Pipeline officials say it still sets a strict precedent. The case drew national attention to energy protests. Legal experts expect possible appeals. And in international news, China and the U.S. agreed to step back from their escalating trade war after President Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping in South Korea. Both sides pledged to halt extra tariffs and reopen dialogue on key issues. Markets responded positively to the news. The deal includes provisions on soybeans and critical exports. Analysts say the meeting resets economic ties. Further talks are expected soon. For the full news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.